Welcome, ladies, to another episode of Ladies Night In. We welcome you all. We're excited that you're listening, excited you're here with us. We are all three together again.
Woo-hoo! It's been a hot minute.
I know. Elise is back from Hawaii. How was it, Elise?
I'll tell you how it was. It was COVID.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Yeah. You did?
I did. I got shut. We landed in Hawaii. I said, my throat hurts. I don't feel very good. And by the next morning, I had a sore throat, a headache, a little fever. So I'm like, oh, crap, I've got a cold. Because I'm vaccinated to all the
and you've
boosters.
Had COVID.
And I've had COVID. And so I was like, I don't feel good. But so family was down there as well. And so I messaged my family, said, listen, I got a cold. Fair warning. I'll wear a mask. But if you don't want me to join for beers tonight, holler. And they're like, no, we're fine. Yep, gave COVID to my sister.
Oh, shit.
Yep, her last day in Hawaii was on death's bed.
Oh, no.
She didn't know, I didn't know I had it until she went home, because I tested negative.
Okay.
With the home test,
with the home test.
But, yeah, and so when she got home, she got it. She's positive.
Okay.
It hit her so hard. I just felt like I had a cold. But anyways, so the whole time in Hawaii, I was like, okay, listen, I can either lose it right now, like, have a breakdown, because I have been waiting to go to Hawaii for several years again, and you get there and you get sick, and I'm like, or I can just go put myself up on the beach with a couple cocktails, and when I get hot, I get in the water. Yeah. When I get cold, I lay out in the sun.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I spent the
week sick in Hawaii, but still, we just kept chugging along and did stuff and got to see the family. It was amazing.
Well, what a better place to be sick.
You know,
I know, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my
gosh. And honestly, I don't know that I did anything different than I would have healthy. I would have sat on the beach, had a drink, So it was fun.
No kidding.
But yeah, so I don't know. I might start wearing my mask on the plane again. I didn't, and poof, I got it.
Yeah, well, Gary golfed with someone last week that was positive, and so he's like, I feel like I'm just a ticking time bomb right now.
I know.
He's like, but we had that variant, and so hopefully that's what it is, and we have immunity right now. So, because we're getting ready to go on a cruise, and I'll be damned if we're going to get sick. So it was funny because I was like, hey, babe, and I kissed him last night. He's like, we both go, oh, no, we're not supposed to. I'm like, screw it. I'm going to kiss you before we go on our trip. You know, whatever. It's going to happen. Yes, I still kiss him. It's going to be our 25th anniversary, we just realized. So I can't believe it, and I still want to kiss him. That's good.
That is good. That's really good.
Well, today we want to tackle perimenopause. Now, listen.
Ashley is not there yet. Just turned this podcast off, and half went, "Oh, it's about time."
Oh, it's about time.
The men just left the group.
Well, men, I will tell you.
You should listen.
Prepare
yourself.
Be ready. Be warned. Take this as your okay. I'm going to be prepared to know what's
when
happening.
When you're going into war, you need a good defensive strategy. This is no different for the dudes.
Freaking men.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is a journey. So Ash is not there, but we have got her back when it happens. Like, we're going to be like, oh, that's normal. Oh,
she's going to be so informed. Like, I know this
like,
is coming.
Yeah. Oh, shit, what is this? Oh, shit. Oh, I know what that is. So, it's pretty crazy. But I wanted to do this also because, you know, I'm working with patients all day, and I'm talking to women, and I'm talking to men, and listening to the men be like, oh, God, I know, and the stuff that, you know, they're dealing with their wives. But I had a woman, I think she was 46, maybe 45, and we started talking about stuff, and she was like, is that what this is? She's like, I didn't know that was normal. I thought I was crazy. Poor thing, had no idea what was happening to her body. She was like, I feel so much better after talking to you because I didn't know what the hell was going on, and that's what that is. So I think it's good for you to know.
Knowledge is power.
Elise has a list of the symptoms. She goes, well, here, you list them off.
Well, first off, I'll tell you why I looked up the list of symptoms, because something was happening to me, and I was like, okay, I've blamed everything on perimenopause up to this point. Can I continue to do that? Yes, I can,
apparently.
So here's, I pulled up, there's, by the way, if you Google perimenopause, prepare yourself. It's not pretty. But so this is when your body is preparing you to go into menopause. Because I think growing up, all I had heard about was menopause.
Right?
Like when you stop having your cycle and then, you know, the hormones stuff and whatnot. I didn't know about perimenopause until someone brought it up.
Freaking menopause needs a pre-funk. I mean, really?
Right. There are some days at home I go to my husband, you know, it's really not fair that you're a man and I'm a woman.
Yeah.
This really stinks, but there are good things. there are good things. Yeah. But so here's some,
look forward to hearing what those
I
are.
Love that this symptom list is broken up into two categories, which cracks me up.
Oh my God.
One is physical and one is psychological.
Of course. Hell yes, it
and
is.
The psychological list is longer. So I'm just gonna warn you. Okay, oh physical, hot flashes. Night sweats.
Night sweats.
I think that's what everybody associates with menopause, right? Mm-hmm. Reduced libido, meaning I don't want anything to do with anything anymore, you know, and that hits us all, I don't know, before maybe even the other stuff. And so oftentimes I think people search for what's wrong in my relationship, and if they know that that's hormonal, you go, okay, so it's okay. What can I do about it, right? Mm-hmm. Weight gain. Not a problem for any of us here in this room at all.
Not a problem for one of us in the room.
No. Just, it's a
AKA
joke.
Fit bitch. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. I would. Yeah. Anyways. She's our goal. She's our goal.
That's right.
Oh, she's probably going to stay skinny, fit, and happy and
never go through any of this
did
shit.
Did you guys watch Sex and the City where they're sitting around the diner and Charlotte goes, you know, I had menopause. I didn't have any symptoms.
Oh, God.
Just one day I just didn't cycle anymore. And they're like, well, we're glad smug Charlotte's back. <That's> Actually, she's probably going to just have no symptoms at all and go, you guys are nuts.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Urinary incontinence.
Joy.
What? No. Now, wait a minute. Repeat that. What?
Urinary incontinence.
Oh. It's the piddle. It's why we have to cross our legs before we sneeze. And that just, it's just a weakness in that muscle.
I swear to God, I know these things, but when you read them, you're like, oh.
No, I didn't know that that was.
That's why for 6 months, I had to get up and go to the bathroom 4 times in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I had to go all the time. It's the weirdest thing. But, and so you think, oh, I must have some kind of problem, disease. My kidneys are failing, something. Yeah, you know, it's just part of it.
Well, so that's perimenopause. That's not because I hear women say, "Oh, it's because I had 5 babies sit on my bladder."
That's not exactly. So my OBGYN back when I was having my kids, she said, "By the way, that's been scientifically proven that that is not true. It's not. It can happen to women that have not had children, and it is literally genetic." And it's just a weakening of those muscles. Just like if your dad has bum knees, you might get bum knees or whatever. Right. If your mom had bladder leakage or like weakness and those muscles, that's hereditary. And from the surgeons I've talked to and everybody else, a lot of the PT that you'll do for that is ineffective. Just get the sling.
So just get the sling.
Just FYI. I've talked to a lot of people and they're like, yeah, it doesn't work.
And that's for the, mine was just the feeling that I needed to go all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't sneeze and.
No. But for like 6 months, I had the feeling that, oh my gosh, I got to go right now.
Oh.
And there'd be hardly anything. Yeah. So strange. And I didn't know. Oh, that's there's crazy. All kinds of things I was going through. I had no idea. Like my armpits itched insanely.
Hmm.
Well, that can be part of it too. Because your hormones and the skin's changing and reacting to things differently. God. So weird. Yeah. So on to other great things. Vaginal dryness.
I don't have that.
Yep. No. But a lot of people do, obviously, based on all the drug commercials they're selling. Stuff for this.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
Yeah.
Geez. And there's procedures. I work with a lady that went and had like a specific injection.
Oh, the O shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's I'm like, well, did it help? And she's like, oh yeah. I'm like,
good. Fixes for things.
Yeah.
Amen.
The O shot's cool. I want one. It's expensive.
Last one. What you want the O shot that fixes that?
It helps with incontinence and it helps with it increases your orgasm.
Oh.
You wanted to know.
Oh.
Hence the name. Oh.
No face.
The O face. Oh, my God. Thank God I got the shot. I want the shot. I want the shot.
Last one on the physical is bloating. Yeah. Ta-da. Well, welcome to being a woman, by the way. Women around the world are bloated. We just figured this out, right?
I took mine all day because my face is like a marshmallow. I'm like, what the hell is it? Because you still get PMS even with perimenopause. So that's another, it's joy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so puffy the last couple days and
I'm
still feel puffy. Marshmallow face.
So let's talk about that. You do still get PMS. Well, you still have everything, but it's like, but it's like a guessing game every month what you're going to get. Like some months you go, oh, it's not that bad. And then, and your cycle isn't even that bad. And then the next month you are the devil and it's Niagara Falls. It's crazy. Like every month I think, oh my God, I'm about to die because something's gone wrong.
Something's gone wrong.
Look it up and you're like, oh yeah, that's part of perimenopause. I'm like, really?
It's a bunch of
shit. Come on.
So I was pretty young when things kind of started. I'm trying to think I was 45 or 46. I don't remember. Anyway.
Yep.
So I was never one of those girls where my boobs would ache during my period. Like, that never happened to me. And a lot of women would be like, oh my God, my boobs. And even the only time they ever hurt me was when my milk came in with nursing. So, like, my boobs just started to throb and ache. And I was like, oh shit, what is happening? Do I have breast cancer? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then the low libido.
Yep.
And then mean as a snake. Mean as a snake and the night sweats. Wake up just drenched. And I'm like, oh God, I know what this is. But it's gross because you get pimples on your back because you're laying in your own sweat.
Right, right.
That was disgusting for me because I'm super fussy about skin stuff. And I was like, ah!
And then the weight gain.
The belly. I gained 10 pounds in a month. Yeah. Like, it just, all of a sudden, my belly went, and it poked out, and I went, what the hell's going on?
Yep.
And my darling husband was like, you just need to eat less and move more, babe. I'm like, fuck you.
The devil comes out.
And so, yeah, but I sent him so much reading
yeah.
material. He's so sweet now.
Right.
Like, he finally gets it.
Yeah.
He finally gets it. Bless his heart. Because he knows I don't eat like a mammoth or anything, and he knows that I've been exercising and, well, not this last 2 weeks, but I got to get back on track. But anyway, yeah, and then I ended up, I had a weird thing happen. In case anybody's had an ablation done. So Ashley and I, you had ablation, right, Ash?
Yeah.
So ablation.
Let's talk about what that is. Yeah.
So an ablation is when they, you don't want to, so my periods were horrible, murder scene type cycles. And so my doc was like, let's just do an ablation. I was like, tell me more about that. So they basically give you some anesthetic in your cervix, and they put like some metal mesh up into the uterus, and then they like hit a button, and for 90 seconds they treat your uterus with radio frequency. And what that does, it just kind of nukes the inside of your uterus so that the tissue can't attach there anymore. You're not going to collect blood into the uterus preparing for an egg to drop in, right? So the problem is there can be just a little bit of tissue left. So some people will still have a little bit of bleeding. Like for me, none. The only time I would ever have a little bit of show was if I were to have intercourse close to when my cycle was to happen. So I was really blessed that mine went really well. So I never had any problems. But I was at work a few years ago and thought, oh no, I'm gonna poop my pants. And so I thought, you know, when you get a stomach bug and you go, oh man, run to the bathroom. So I had a patient, fantastic. I'm at work. I'm like, I'll be right back. Run to the bathroom thinking that was the problem. That was not the problem. I sat down and I went, but it wasn't what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And then I was leaning forward and cramping and rocking back and forth like you do when you're in pain. My legs went numb from like down from the knees down, pretty much like mid thigh down. My arms went numb from like my elbows down. My hands started contracting in like involuntarily. Because I'm a hygienist, so our hands get fatigued, but literally it looked like I had a couple of claws. The front of my face went numb, like my lips and my chin. And I thought, oh shit, I'm having a stroke. Totally what I thought. So I called for help. I was like, I'm going to need some help in here. Talk about humiliating, because I'd just been in the bathroom. Anyway, and this one guy goes, I'm not good in a crisis. She went and found somebody else, and they came in and gave me a cold compress and got me in the back, and my sweet boss, Dr. Grant, came back and, you know, did my pulse oximeter, took my blood pressure, and kind of just helped keep me calm until Gary got there, and bless his heart, he would not leave my side until the doc came. So I went in, and apparently what that was a vasovagal nerve response, and that can happen, so be wary if you're on the toilet and that happens. Get off the toilet, because the doctor told me people die on the toilet when that happens. Mm. And so you have a heart attack or whatever. That's how Elvis died, apparently. So it happened again for the next 2 days once we kind of figured out what it was. We didn't know why it was happening. If I would lean forward, it would happen. But if I'd stand back up, it would be fine. So just don't, if you feel that when you're leaning forward, just get up. So I learned that was, anyway, so what it was, long story short, I went into the ER. I was having something called post-ablation syndrome, where there was some little bit of tissue that have probably been collecting for the last like 8 years or what, however long it had been. And my body was like, that's got to go. And so my uterus just started contracting like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Squeezing and twisting, trying to push that out. So it made me super sick, super nauseous. And then the cramping. And then on top of that, I had a ruptured ovarian cyst. Oh. So that's where the shooting pain was coming from. So I had a mixture of uterine contractions, nausea, shooting pains down my legs, and then the vagal, you know, nerve response. Mm. Like it was.
You were giving birth.
Oh God. And then I had fibroids all over everywhere too, which were probably getting irritated. So spent about 8 hours in the ER to find out that it was, I just had to go on some Premarin or something like that. But that was a trip. I didn't know what that was. So anyway, that was how my
Never heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was how my journey. Yeah. So literally, so when you have ovarian cyst rupture, that typically happens in your 20s, like when your hormones are really high. And that I've had it before when it was in my 20s. And so it kind of happened again, as because then it can happen as we get older, right? So that was really interesting. It was like I was in my 20s again. So that's how everything started for me. My doctor's like, your estrogen is off the charts. That's why everything is going. And then on from there.
So I was so excited about Shannon having ablation that I went into my doctor and I said, I want to have ablation. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, sign it up. Set it all up. First time, didn't work. They're like, must be the machine. We'll get a different machine. Second time, throw it up, didn't work. He's like, yeah, for some reason you have something in there that the netting won't open, and so it won't work. So if it doesn't work for you, I hear you, sister. We should get we should get a club together and drink and wallow in our sorrows, because we still have to go through this.
I know.
Yeah. But menopause is coming. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm looking forward to it, so I don't have to do that anymore.
God. Yeah, I would hate that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What are your cycles like, Ash? Do you have it pretty easy?
Yeah.
That's nice. Like, of course she does.
I had my ablation done when I was 36 and haven't had a cycle. And you even talk about PMS. I can tell when I'm irritated or whatever, but it's nothing, nothing like it was when I actually, you know, menstruated.
Before,
yeah. Now it's just, Ashley, don't be a bitch, you know? Wow. I don't feel like I'm rolling.
I don't have
a roller.
That saying in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, everybody else stop being a bitch. That's what I think.
I hate all of you people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even really cramp.
See, oh, I didn't man. For years.
Oh, man.
From the time I had my children, I did not have cramps anymore.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know my period was going to happen until it was there. Oh. It was the weirdest thing. Wow. But now that I'm in perimenopause, I occasionally have cramps. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Sorry, I'm probably going to curse a lot today because that's how it is.
Well, guess what the first psychological condition is?
Anger.
Hey, anger. So we can curse all we want. Yeah. We got to get that out.
I had a patient tell me, oh, I was pretty much pissed for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, great. Yeah. Cool. And yeah, I remember my poor husband, he was like, can we talk? And I'm like, yeah. And he kind of broke down. He goes, are you not attracted to me anymore? Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not attracted to anyone anymore. And I don't really like anyone. And he was like, we don't spend time together. We're not going on dates. Like, I don't feel like we're connecting. And because he's used to me being this sexual aggressor, being this, like.
You pursue.
Oh, my gosh.
Chasing him around.
Yeah. Put out, babe. Put out. So, yeah, that was all of a sudden that switch. And he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah. What's wrong? Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. This is not normal for you. Yeah. And I cried, too. And that's not normal. No, I'm not a crier. Yeah. And I would sob and get a little suicidal a couple times. Yeah. I had a few thoughts that I went, oh, shit. And I sobbed and sobbed. It scared me so bad. And he just held me and he was like, what is happening? Because that's not me. I don't do that. I don't break down and bawl. So.
And it's so common when people start having these hormonal changes.
It was
and common. I don't think that we know that.
No.
Because you think of it as menopause, not premenopause. Oh. I remember when I said, I had hot flashes, I think, early 40s. Like massive hot flashes. I cut all my hair off. I mean, it was unbearable. And I remember saying that to someone at work. I was sweating. I was like, I'm so hot. I'm in perimenopause. And he was like, you're too young for that. I was like, well, thank you, Mr. Expert. Nope, not too young. It starts differently for everybody. Yeah, it was early 40s for me.
Wow. Yeah. I had one at work the other day. I was giving somebody a shot, and it just all of a sudden, I'm standing there like with a needle in someone's mouth, and I'm just whoosh, just hot everywhere, just sweating everywhere. I'm like, am I nervous or is this a hot flash? Because occasionally that will happen to me when I'm worried or if someone's feeling anxious and I'm trying to be really careful or something. Mm-hmm. I will get that way, but no, I was like, huh, great.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I had, so we were in San Antonio on a vacation, and we were doing like a walk through San Antonio and doing like a ghost tour.
Yes.
And I think maybe we talked about this on the travel episode, but we were under this bridge and they were talking about, did some lady die there and pull somebody out of the water? I can't freaking remember. Yeah. But I was just sweating like crazy, and I was touching Ashley like, are you wet like I am? She goes, your whole back's wet. And I was like, I know. What's going on? And then Elise looked at me. She goes, oh, you're having a hot flash. But I was like nauseous and sweating. But now I'm wondering if I didn't have like a demon or something.
No. Yes, you were possessed for a hot moment.
I was possessed for 5 minutes. But anyway, because it was, I've never had one like that before or since.
It is very different than like being... Gosh, I'm really hot or whatnot. It's
you sweat.
It's I you like it.
Prickly sweats
it,
all over.
I always describe it as who was the superhero that would just instantly burst into flames?
Flame on!
Flame on! That's
from the Fantastic Four.
To announce it every time it happens because you don't even people don't even know the phenomenon that's happening to you. Like you could go flame on, and if you could physically see it, that's exactly how it feels, and then it's gone. And then you're freezing cold because you're all wet. Sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And then you smell great later, too. And then I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah. The other day, I was like, oh, my God, that's me. Smell myself. That's not a good sign.
Well, it's no wonder your armpits itch.
No joke. Because you're sweating like crazy. And my legs itched. I was like, my legs, my armpit. I was like, what is going on? And I changed all my lotions. And no, perimenopause, it can happen with hormone changes.
That's a trip.
Yeah. So, another physical thing I had, which I later read, was part of that as well, which I can tell I'm going through something like for 60 days now, something's happening in my body, and it's a guessing game, right? Like, price is right. I'm going to guess.
The price is wrong.
So, I was getting like flashes of pins and needle feelings in different parts of my body, like all of a sudden, like the chills, but just in like one little circle area. And that's part of it, where your body is reacting and giving you a physical sign that there's some kind of change happening. Because I thought maybe it's to do with the supplements I'm taking or whatnot.
I was just going to say in that.
They said, nope, part of the hormone changes. So, because I'm definitely, things are happening right now in my body that we won't go into. But it's insane. Like, it's like, really weird. Boy, maybe next month I'll be in menopause. Come on. Start it already.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I remember is my doc's actually, she was my nurse practitioner. She said, so you'll go through this now and then probably you'll start menopause around 51 based on, I'm like, so goody, I get to do it twice is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
But I keep waiting for things to kind of balance out, but instead they just kind of change. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Changes it's not from, like, well, you kind of nail one down and then you figure out how to treat that, mm-hmm. right? So then and then another one pops up. It's like the gophers in my pasture right now. I got one gone and three pop up.
That's awesome.
How many story references can we use here?
Oh, my
gosh. Psychological condition number two, anxiety.
Interesting.
Well, hello. Yeah. Hello.
I'm already in treatment for that.
So me too.
I've been on a pill for that for a million years. So I don't really get I don't have the anxiety.
Well, here's how insomnia. I know it works is I go to Maui and I get sick. And I'm not losing my shit. That mm-hmm. means my pills are working.
Right.
I could handle it. I could process it mentally and go, it's going to be okay, and I'm not going to ruin everyone's vacation.
Yeah.
Without it, I don't know. I don't know.
I might have tried going off at one point, and I did get suicidal. So
yeah.
I definitely have that chemical some imbalance of us need it. Where I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. And Gary was like, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, I know. Hillman, too. God. I think you need to call the doctor and maybe ask about getting something. I'll never forget the day Hillman said that. I was like, you mean it's me?
Oh, yeah.
How do I say this? Yes, it's you.
It's you. Yeah. Well, that's what Gary's like. I know you don't see it, but you mm-hmm. have, you rage. I would rage. Mm-hmm. I went on a birth control one time and it did that to me.
Oh, yeah.
That NuvaRing thing. And he's like, I know you're not seeing it. Like, he was terrified to tell me that. But because I was like, literally could sprout horns at any minute.
How do I get the serial killer to let me go? Right. I have two children at home waiting for me. Don't kill me.
Don't kill me.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Condition number three, depression. Oh, yeah. So let's talk anger, anxiety, depression. Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun.
This is so much
fun. This is a carnival. What ride would we call this? What's the one where you stand and spin and puke? That's what ride this is.
What is that thing? The Gravitron or something. The Gravitron.
Gravitron.
Gravitron. More like, what's the one where you are in the free fall?
Woo! The bungee. That is paramount. That bungee thing that they let go of the thing and you fly into the air and then you fall to the air. Gosh.
Yeah.
Next one's irritability, which I'm sorry, that goes along with the first three. That's just an extra four.
I had irritability every month. It's just a terrible feeling. I told Ashley, it was so mean in my head this morning, and I know it's me. I know that there's nothing wrong with this person, but everything that people do just irritates you so bad. And I literally yesterday, because I had it yesterday too, I told my coworker, like, I literally prayed that whole appointment. I was like, you know, during my prayer, I'm like, I need some Jesus. I need to please help me through this because I am so angry right now. And I know that I want to take care of this person. But in my head, I am very mean and I don't like where I'm at. Like, I literally pray, like, and my one coworker goes, are you all right? And I go, I have PMS and I'm very angry at the world. And I'm literally just trying to center myself. Like, I'm just trying to ask for guidance and help because it's real.
I think that brings up a wonderful discussion topic for us. Mm-hmm. When we have these surge of hormones, and it does cause all these things, the anger, the irritability, how do we communicate that to people? Because I think a lot of times I won't, and therefore I have impacted 10 people's day and made them all feel worse because I'm in such a bad mood. How do we communicate to people around us? Like, literally, I swear to God, I've thought about putting a red piece of paper on my door for the days where I'm like, don't talk to me, you know? Mm-hmm.
I do let my coworkers know. How do we tell them? I'll just say, hey, I'm hormonal today. Just in case, I'll say, in case I'm looking or have a scowl on my face or I'm short-tempered.
Or stabbing someone, look away.
Yeah, I'm going to work really hard today, but I can tell I'm off. Like, so don't take anything I say. But I'm pretty quiet and internal when I'm that way. And I'll usually tell my husband and my kids, like, I don't poke at me today because I'm having a rough day.
Yeah.
Like, or I need a quiet day or whatever. Yeah. But I usually do. But I do let my coworkers know and my family know.
And give yourself some grace to I mean, you're not yourself. And so you know that. And so the expectation of functioning at a specific level, that's not even realistic for you that day. And I think that's where the mistake gets made is that you hold yourself to this expectation when really, you're not firing on all cylinders. Just recognize that and be like, I'm just not.
Just close the door.
Yeah. Close the door for 2 days until you can fire on all cylinders. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't know until someone's done something that makes me go, what is wrong with you? And if I say that twice, I know, I know what's that. So I thought, why don't I not have this on my calendar? Because it's not like it's inconsistent. Gosh.
It's pretty consistent.
This day of the month, I'm going to start getting cranky. Yeah.
So I have this app on my phone I've had forever called Next P.
Ooh.
It looks like this little swirly thing. Mm-hmm. So when I'm feeling bitchy, I'll click and I'll go, uh-huh. And it'll say 7 days. And I'm like, there you go.
There you go.
Why am I so hungry today?
I want one that gives me an alert before.
Well, that you can. Oh, well, it does not. I probably could set up some alert.
It's called an appointment in Outlook. I mean, this is not rocket science. How have I not done this? But I should send one, and I should have Hillman on the shared appointment so that he knows too. Shark Week's coming.
Oh my God! I'm so glad I don't have that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I get real cranky.
Oh, I can't imagine. I would be too. Ugh. No, gracias.
So the next one I didn't know, dizziness.
Okay. That's weird. But
I have had that.
I've had that before, but I always just think, I'm too quick.
Lightheaded or, yeah. But they said that can be part of it.
I wonder if it has something to do with vasodilation and vasoconstriction, I would imagine.
Yeah. Difficulty concentrating, which I've heard a lot about menopause.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know perimenopause.
Brain fog, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, brain fog for sure. And I'll get my words mixed up and have, yeah, totally. When I'm
can't
working,
think of what
I want to say. Yes. Yeah, it's really weird. You get, well, okay, if you think about it, though, you've heard of mommy brain. Mm-hmm. And that happens to you when you're pregnant and after where you're having problems. And that's the same kind of hormone fluctuation that happens when you're in perimenopause. Our hormones go crazy and it literally does make you a little foggy, which is so freaking weird. But yeah, it's like, and that's what I remember thinking, oh, I just have mommy brain all over again. Yeah. And it's embarrassing at times when you're trying to be this intellectual professional and you're like,
what was the word? Oh yeah, oh, salad. That's what I was trying to think of.
God.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
Yes. Fatigue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very
real.
I mean,
honestly, that was a big one. And I thought like depression. Okay. So something's wrong. Like I don't have as much energy. I need to nap more. It's just all just a symptom of what's happening in the body. Not something that means you're not doing well as a person.
Or defective or something.
Don't take it onto yourself that something's wrong. This is happening.
Right.
Yeah.
And listen to your body. I'm poor husband, but yes, he is so high energy, and I wish that I was that way. And just like Ash is high energy, but I definitely, like after I was sitting on my computer and I did like a little thing on Facebook that I needed to update for Elise's 50th birthday coming up. And then I was going to create a page for my husband's. And then I went, oh, I just need to lay down. Mm-hmm. I did.
Just need a
and
nap.
I took a nap. But literally my body will do that. I will hit the wall. Mm-hmm. I will be going and feel great. And then when I had PMS this last week for 2 days, all day at work, I was struggling, like literally could fall asleep mid procedure. And that is not like me at all. And on the way home from work, like struggling to get home, to drive home and not fall asleep at the wheel. That is not like me. And then literally the next 2 days, I'm like, yes, I'm back.
Isn't that normal? Funny.
I'm back. Yes. And I was just like, my husband's like, there you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's to roll with it. Like you said, what's today going to be? Mm-hmm. It's a little different every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really in a good mood today. The next day, door shut.
Yeah. Yep.
Too tired. But the fascinating part of all that is all these things, and then you're also gaining weight, and
so then it's hard to not feel depressed. And yeah,
it is.
It's hard to look at yourself and accept your body for how it's different. It is, and like my boss is sweet. Like I was like, somebody brought donuts. And I was eating so good. And then I was like, screw it. I'm just going to be fat on my cruise. And he's eating a donut too. And he goes, first of all, you're not fat. And he was like, I go, but I'm bigger than I'm used to being. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's,
right.
You and I have talked about this a lot. Like, we're at a different stage of life. Yes, you can like follow macros and lift heavy and do all of these things. But is that reasonable? At times it is. At times it's not because we're so fatigued. So to give ourselves a little bit of grace, and also, is that the life I want to live? Do I really want to be a slave to the gym and to food and not enjoy life? Like it is literally a bounce back and forth balance of trying to figure out. But then at the same time, you're so hard on yourself because you remember what you looked like when I was freaking 43, 44. I looked amazing in this short of a time, how it has changed so dramatically. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit. But my boss was like, when you get on that cruise ship, you're going to feel real good about yourself. I was like, well, thank you for that. He goes, I'm just telling you. So it's great.
Yeah.
Need those little cheerleaders in our life, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. To give us good perspective.
Yes, exactly. And you're good about that. You're like, listen, we're almost 50. We don't have to look like we're 20. Right. But society pushes it so hard. Like, oh, look what I did. You can do it too.
Our expectations are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even women our age that are doing it.
Right.
But it's kind of their job or their livelihood. And there's not a lot of people our age that are doing it. Well, gosh, and if you have money, there's so much you can do. I mean, you can get liposuction and cold sculpting and all these amazing things that, oh, man. Mm-hmm. I seriously, won't ask me, if you won the lottery, what did you do? I'm like, plastic surgery tomorrow. I would have so much fat sucked out of my body. And I don't care. I don't care that that's the easy way out. I don't care. Suck it out. Contour me. And then I'll be good, right? Maybe not. But... That's what I think.
Right, right. But for some reason, physiologically, we're supposed to have this fat.
Right.
Right? That's Maybe. What this is part of.
Why is that, though? But then it's
But
so
there's
hard
the
to...
question. Why? Yeah. One of the things that we've talked about before that I read was because we're not supposed to look fertile.
I know.
Because you're supposed to be able to see us and go, yeah, she's not having my baby anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well, it does that.
It does that for sure.
Unfortunately. But I think it's dick repellent.
No. Yeah.
And if you look back over time, one, because of what we eat now, that's why we're heavier. And two, people didn't live this long. I mean, this was old age back in the day.
I know. I told a patient that yesterday.
Yeah, it's so random. Yeah. Our expectations are kind of created on the fly right now. Mm-hmm. You know, how does Jennifer Aniston look? That's how we're comparing ourselves.
Which is completely unrealistic. Right. Chef, personal trainer.
Yes, genes, yeah, genetic,
and
you know?
Genetics, too. Yeah. And just, you know, they lifestyle. they do have the money to do the things for their body, and mm-hmm. there's so much you can do.
Well, and that's their job.
I mean, lasers, yeah. and oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was talking to a patient yesterday that was like 76, and she was getting out of the chair. And she's like, stiff. Yeah. And I was like, I hear you, girl. I'm only 48. And my husband and I always say, what is it going to be like when I'm 68? She's like, it's like this. And I was listening to a comedian. She goes, or he said, he gets out of it and he goes, that's right. I heard every day. So, that's yeah. Right. And I said, that's what I told her. I said, we are just living too damn long. And I said, we're not supposed to live this long. She goes, we're not. I know, right? But we do, but we don't.
We're figuring out how to deal with it. Yeah. I kind of like, and so do we help the people that follow behind us? So if we look this way at 50, mm-hmm. the people that are in my universe look around and go, okay, that's what we look like at 50. I don't mm-hmm. think they're looking at me going, oh, she should look better than she does. No. I think that we say, this is what 50 looks like. Right. So that the younger gals growing up go, that's what 50 looks like, not the unrealistic mm-hmm. ideal that's out there. So right. So my fat is doing a community service. You are right. welcome.
You are welcome. And we have to look for what is still amazing. And that, like, right. I luckily have really good skin for the most part for yep. my age. Like,
lots of great
you
things.
You have, like, this amazing hair. Like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, we have to try and right. find the good that we still have. And
because I mean, guess what? We have hot flashes, night sweats, anxiety, depression, irritability. It's a miracle we're existing every day. Gosh, let alone look good. My teeth are brushed. I forgot mascara, but I'm
here.
I took a bath.
Oh, I washed my night sweats off.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so fatigue. We talked about that. And the last one is mood swings. No shit, Sherlock. God.
I think that just ties a bow around
That's
it.
One little list. That doesn't even encompass everything.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're existing in perimenopause, you should give yourself a pat on the back and an ice cream cone. Yeah. Because this is no treat.
And an ice cream cone.
Right?
Right. At the carnival.
Get to Dairy Queen as fast as possible. And get a cherry encasing on that. What do they call that? The cherry dip. Get a cherry dip just for extra measure. Gosh. I mean, what I would like to look at, okay, what are men going through right now?
Some of Silence. Them get a belly. Some of a them belly. Get a belly.
Oh, a belly. And they call it dad bod, and it's cool.
It's cool.
They make shirts with the logo on dad bod.
They have to pee all the time, and then they have low stream or whatever. Like, right. the pee just dribbles out. And then they get frustrated. Low flow, right? But then they can take, yeah. what is that stuff
I guess
called?
ED Flomax. Is something they deal with.
Flomax. But yeah. that's usually only if you have heart disease.
Not ours,
usually,
let's be very clear. Yes, no ED in our lives,
No ED,
thankfully.
But typically that's going to be yeah. as a result of heart disease or something like that, where you're right. not having sufficient blood flow to the peen.
But there's we have 2,000 things on our list, and they have five? Come on.
We have three. Maybe yeah. three. Yeah. Flatulence. Oh, yeah. Like, what do they have?
Oh, that's mutual. We both have that.
I was trying to give them a little grace.
Hair in hair places loss. They don't need, oh, and yeah. hair, no hair where they
no
do
hair.
Need it.
That's true. They turn into Grover.
Yes.
You have to be like, get over here. I need to trim you.
So you men deserve your own episode. You go for it. Make it. We have no way to relate, so
yeah,
you go for
exactly.
it. But we're talking women's stuff
here. We're talking
here,
women's
and,
stuff.
And it's brutal.
Yeah. Well, women that are not going through it, and maybe some of these things are creeping up, hopefully you'll know that you're not alone. And it's natural, and you're going to go through it. And there is help. Talk to your doctor. Talk to your nurse practitioners. There's a lot of supplement. I learned a couple things that my nurse practitioner told me when my thyroid was kind of sluggish. I'm not needing medication, but, of course, your thyroid being sluggish happens as you age as well. She said take, there's the married. The brain fog. Anyway,
download.
It's
this
buffering.
Is so sad.
We're buffering.
I'm buffering. Amino acids. There it is.
Oh, there you ding. Go.
Amino acids. And I was like, well, what kind? So then I looked it up, and like L-tyrosine and then selenium is often those things help support your thyroid. So I've been taking those, and whether or not it's helping, I don't know.
Let's talk about the picture you shared yesterday. Oh my God. It's so funny. It's so accurate right now.
So twice a day, I take a handful of supplements. I think there was like 8 or 9 pills in that. And I had already taken 3.
Yeah.
I took my, at lunchtime, I take my, I know, right?
I forgot to take my enzymes. I'm going to grab those.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I took mine after I ate it today, which those are amazing. I've been telling everybody about the papaya enzymes. They will change your life.
Change your life.
You know what?
I went on vacation and came home, and I ate myself through that COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all I could do was eat and sit. I came back a pound lighter than when I left. Nice. It's amazing.
So, yeah, with the enzymes, one of the coolest things that I found that it does, guess who doesn't cough at night anymore?
Oh,
really? I don't cough hardly ever because it breaks down the food. So it's not, because a lot of it can be kind of scratch. And I've been chewing my food better, at least. I've been chewing and that helps with my reflux so it won't scratch up my esophagus. And that enzyme breaking down the food, it's not hanging out as long in my body. So I'm getting better sleep. So that's
good.
Freaking awesome. They're amazing.
Thank you, Ruth. Everybody.
Yeah, good job,
Ruth. Thanks, Ruth, for the recommendation.
Yeah.
Papaya enzymes on
Amazon.
And they taste delicious. They are delicious. It's like a little dessert after every meal.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
And I'm drinking my kombucha right now, Ruth.
Good job.
While we're sitting here on our podcast.
There you go.
Getting in that fermented stuff.
I need to do that today. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for listening. I hope we gave you a little bit of insight and maybe
a little
bit of grace, and you're not alone. And
go get a massage.
Have a good laugh. Oh, God, I want that.
And an ice cream cone.
Dipped in cherry.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go add my appointment onto my calendar.
Good job.
Godzilla. That's what I'll put in there for the week before I start Shark Week.
Godzilla cometh. Oh, my gosh. All right, y'all. Raising a glass to you. Yes. I'm the only one drinking. And
thank
I'm
you
only
for listening. Like, follow Ladies Night In on Facebook, Instagram.
All
we
your
would love some messages
platforms.
On topics you guys want to hear about, right?
We want to hear
comments,
from people.
Thoughts.
Who's listening? Give us a review.
Yeah.
We want to know if you're liking
it. Unless it's bad, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Don't review.
Right.
All right, y'all.
Hey.
We're out.
Cheers.
Cheers.